7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
ピピハラ、このコーナー打ち切りだってさ。それってつまり。
Okay, I think it's time to do the thing. Yep, it's 1930 UTC, and of course that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello and welcome to another exciting Saturday episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm sitting here on the floor with my cat, who is sitting on top of me, and we're watching football. Football, yay! Yay, football! Kick the ball!
Hooked away by Armstrong.
Yeah, don't delay.
On by Mara.
Just kick it. Yay! Now Tarkowski. Hit it with your head. Now kick it again.
On away by.
Kick it to the other guy.
Away, but it will be now.
Now get the ball, run.
A big rallying call needed by Everton.
Right, so I think we all know how football is played.
Into the final 5 minutes, plus
you can't touch it with your hands.
Southampton 2.
I think everybody knows that. All right. So, actually, the cat just got... Wait. Are you coming back? You just got off me. The cat just got off me and walked away and sat over there. Now she's coming back. Okay, the cat is back in the kitty business pit. And let's go, dingins. You're the baby. Yeah, this game that I'm watching is basically the worst of the worst. It's the last place team versus the second to last place team, and it's pretty critical. So I'm drinking tea, and it's pretty good. It's gingin may. I'm still drinking gingin may from yesterday, and it's absolutely delicious. Oh yeah. Woo, that's what I needed, right, Deppa? Yeah, hi, you gonna sit your kitty butt down, or you just gonna stand here and stare at me with your kitty face? So I got the cat face in my face. We got FaceTime. And the ball went out of bounds. Okay, so not only do we have football going on, we've got cat stuff. And tea stuff. And then there's the whole crayon thing. Now I realize some people might be saying, Tobe, what is it that you are talking about? What are these crazy words that you are saying? What crayon thing are you referring to? Well, if you've been paying any attention for the last couple days, you know what I'm talking about. If you've heard the last couple of episodes of the Dubious Goals Committee, you know what's up. If you have not heard any of these episodes of the Dubious Goals Committee, then let me recap for you briefly. I need some very large crayons. And when I say large crayons, I want, if I could have anything I wanted, I would say like 40 millimeters in diameter. You know, and maybe 20 centimeters long. The length isn't as important so much as the width. And so I set about formulating some, you know, crayon wax and how to make big crayons and do all this stuff. And yesterday, things kind of came to a climax when I poured some red crayon wax into the empty body of a stick style deodorant. So now I have this crayon in a deodorant case that has the little twisty thing up on the bottom, and I can extend and retract the crayon and put the cap on and protect the tip of the crayon, and oh my god, obviously I'm some kind of crayon genius. I know, right? And so now I have this red crayon, and I'm holding it right now. And it's even better than ideal because its widest point is like 51 millimeters. Makes a nice big fat mark. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Will I make some more of these? Yeah, I just might. But I have already made another one. And it is interesting. Okay, so if we remember from yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, I hinted that I might do this right at the end. And I did do it. And I have the successful result in my hand right now. Absolutely brilliant. Good job, Tobe. Thanks, Tobe. Oh, it's so great. So what was this other crayon? What was this second idea, this sort of mystery, this mystery project? Well, when I was pouring the wax for the big red crayon, I had this idea. And the idea was this. Okay. How about instead of melting a whole bunch of wax and trying to color it, why not do this instead? So what you do is you prepare your deodorant stick body. You know, you clean it out. You back the traveler down as far as it'll go, or as far as you desire, at least. And then you tape the parchment paper collar around the neck. And then you lubricate the inside with petroleum jelly so the wax doesn't stick to the plastic and blah blah blah. Okay, cool. Then what do? Then you take some regular crayons, just your regular school children crayons. You select a number of these crayons and you take the paper wrapper off of each individual crayon. And then you cut the crayon in half, creating two smaller crayons of the same color. You then insert these into the deodorant stick body. And you place them inside so that they are standing up. Okay, you're going to need, let's see, how many did I use here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. You're going to need about 15 half crayons. You're going to need about 8 crayons to do this, break them in half. And you stuff them in there so that they're all standing up. And you can arrange them however you want. I've basically put sort of the reddish colors on one end and then some orange and pink in the middle and then it sort of goes to blue on the other end. Now, once you have all these crayons standing up in the deodorant stick body, you melt some wax. What color wax? No color wax. You just melt some regular paraffin, and it's sort of clear. Well, it's when it's molten, it's clear. When it's solidified, it has a slightly whitish cast, but if you rub it up against paper, it doesn't leave a mark. Well, I mean, it leaves a wax mark, but you don't see any color. There's no white color. There's no pigment in the wax. You melt some of this. You don't need very much at all, because all this is going to be used for is a matrix in the deodorant stick. It's gonna basically just exist to hold all the crayons together in one solid mass. Brilliant, right? I know, right? Oh my god, Tobe, you must be some kind of giant crayon genius. So that's what I did. I melted up a little wax, and then I poured it in, and I let it solidify, and an hour or two later, I went back up to the kitchen, and I took the paper collar off, and it's abso-freaking-lutely perfect. Absolutely freaking perfect. Although, you know, there was some waxy bits sticking up and na-na-na-na-na. And so I wore the edges down. Basically, I was testing it out. Basically, I put some paper on the floor and I was just scribbling like a madman. But yeah, now I've got it in almost ideal condition. It's ready to go. It's ready to be used. And I have been messing around with it a little bit. I've been scribbling on paper and doing some wacky stuff. But yeah, it's great. It's just this big block of wax that has, you know, these crayons lodged in it. And so when you start drawing on something, especially a rough surface, oh boy, yeah, you get this really nice, wide, waxy crayon mark. Again, about 51, 52 millimeters at the widest point. And it's beautiful. And it's multicolored. You get these multi-streaks. You get these multicolored streaks that sort of come and go as they make contact with the writing surface. And yes, if you're wondering, the twist-up mechanism does work. It does extrude and retract, and it rattles. I'm not sure what happened. I don't know what that is, because there's no loose parts in there. I think some wax might have dripped down in there. And then broke off, and we've got a little wax ball rattling around in there. So yeah, so now I've got these two crayons. These two giant industrial sort of mega crayons that I'm dying to really fully test out. Which we're not going to do today. We're not going to fully use or test these today. And why not? Well, because today is one of those sort of strange days. It's cold, and it's a little bit too cold, but it's sunny and it's not windy, so I was kind of hoping we could go outside and play and maybe go out and look for some animals, look for some dudes, but no. It's just a little bit too cold. If it was 5 degrees warmer, yeah, we could go out. And when I say 5 degrees, I mean like, what's that in American? About 12 degrees warmer. Hell, even if it was just a couple degrees warmer, Yeah, so anyway, we gotta stay indoors today. And so you're probably thinking, hey, Tub, well, at least you'll have a chance to make some more crayons. Well, yeah, okay, but now... And now what am I doing? And when I say what am I doing, I mean... I do have one more deodorant stick body. I can make another one of these giant crayons, but what do I want? Do I just need another color? Do I need to make like a big yellow one or something? Maybe I do. That's an idea. Although, and then I do have another body. Do I want to do any of this stuff today? I don't know. I could just try to figure out some other way to go about doing this, though. You know, if I made a... Well, I was thinking if I made a harder wax compound... I don't know. I still kind of want to make a crayon that has a paper wrapper. There's something about this that's really bothering me. There's something about this idea. Why do I want to do this? Well, because, you know, it's so iconographic of a crayon. Well, I guess iconographic is not the word I'm looking for. But you know what I mean. When we think of crayons, we think of the wax stick, and then it's wrapped up with the colorful piece of paper. So maybe that's what I want to do. What do I want to do?
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me...
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
There's no happiness. Ooh, super fly.
very cool. A little Curtis Mayfield there with Superfly. And before Superfly, we heard The Clash with Clamp Down. And why did we have to hear some Superfly today? Well, because it was on TV last night. Yeah, that's right. So at about 1:15 or 1:20 a.m. last night, I flipped the TV on and I was, boom, surprised to see Superfly. Oh, so I watched about the last hour, last 50 minutes of it. Great movie. Everybody loves Superfly. It's just so great. And of course, the music is so awesome. But of course, getting into it that late, I missed the Curtis Mayfield scene. Yeah, Curtis Mayfield is actually in the film Superfly. He goes to a bar and Curtis Mayfield is in there playing with his band. Always awesome. I love you, Curtis Mayfield. Oh, good tea today. Oh, yeah. I'm starting to get hungry, too. What am I going to eat for lunch today? Well, it's not really much of a mystery. I had 2 baked potatoes yesterday. Yummy, yummy, yummy baked potatoes. And then last night I decided I needed to go to the store. Why did I need to go to the store? Because I was running low on graham crackers. And I thought, well, I got to get some graham crackers. And while I'm there, I might as well buy some more food. So I went to the grocery store. I got the graham crackers. I bought 2 boxes because they were out last time. And it makes me graham cracker paranoid. But anyway. And then I went to the deli and I got some honey mesquite turkey and I got some baby Swiss cheese. And then I went and I bought some lettuce and I bought some bread and I bought some cheesy poofs. That's right. I'm having turkey sandwiches today with cheesy poof. And I love my cheesy poofs. Maybe I'll have a pickle too. I got lots of pickles. Maybe have a hot spicy pickle. God, that does sound pretty good today. I'm glad that I have such a brilliant lunch lined up. I really have to say that lunch is probably the most important meal of the day. We cannot mess around. Because it's all about lunch. And you have to think about what it is you're going to have for lunch. What do I want for lunch? We've already decided that. What should you have for lunch? Well, let's think about it here.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Sa sa, onige nasai, Miko-san, Miko-san, onige nasai.
Doste, tsuite kondesho, Kuma-san, Kuma-san, omite oshi.
Yappa, bare chaimashita.
Miko-san, Miko-san, Kuma-de-Mura-no-Miko-san, Mekoi-de, Mekoi-de, Sota-da-koto-ne-de-te, Nichon-mo, Nechon-mo, Namiko-ake-ke-ke-ke, Nan-dan-dan-da, Kuma-Miko-dansu-da, Kuma-Miko-dashi-dansi, Oda-na-ya, Sousa-sou-mi, Ashita-no, Kono-Mura, Nan-da-kanda, Zutto-happy-day, Yatta-happy-day.
everybody, buddy, Mina, happy, Peppa. Yeah, my cat has returned. Hi, what are you doing? She wants to be a cat loaf, but she also wants to sit here. Yes, what are you doing? Are you going to loaf or are you going to do some stuff? Nope. She just jumped over my legs and decided to walk away. Because that's what kitties do sometimes. Let's pour more tea. Ooh, almost overfilled my cup. That's not good. Oh, and speaking of teacups and mad tea parties and all that kind of weird crap, guess what I started reading last night? Or actually, I started reading it yesterday, I guess, sometime. I'm reading Alice in Wonderland again. I love Alice in Wonderland. It's one of my favorite books. And I just got done reading Chapter 7, my favorite chapter, The Mad Tea Party. And it ends with the March Hare and the Mad Hatter trying to stuff the Dormouse, which is really a wombat, into the teapot. And there's that drawing by John Tenniel. And that's my favorite part. Why are you shoving that marmot or that wombat into a teapot? That's not where wombats go. Oh yeah, good tea. I guess if you're making some kind of wombat tea, you might want to put the tea. I mean, you might want to put the wombat in the teapot, but other than that, it just seems so utterly rude. What do you think, Peppa? Oh, Peppa has left the room. What does it all mean? Well, I guess it means that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Anon Radio, it's fun, it's a thing, I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.